Joined now in the studio by the mayor of Carrboro, Lydia Lavelle, and it seems like it's been months since we've seen each other. But how are you?
I'm good. It does seem like a long time since we've sat here together.
And summer's almost over, which means it's flown by.
Yeah.
And school's getting back started for colleges and universities next week. Chapel Hill Carrboro City School's back in session on August 24th. Everyone's sort of flooding back into town. It's an exciting time, but it also means that meetings are about to get started back up fairly soon for Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsboro, so we can start to look ahead to that. What are the big issues going to be on the agenda for the town of Carrboro in the next couple of months?
Yeah, we have several issues going on, but first I wanted to talk about a few things I know that are going to be happening in Carrboro mm-hmm. this fall. They're really not issues, but they're resolutions to some projects that we've had ongoing.
Okay.
Well, first of all, we have two new staff members who I have not met yet. Our new fire chief had the swearing-in ceremony on Tuesday for Chief Susanna Williams.
Nice.
I haven't got to meet her yet, and our public works director, J.D. Freeman, also has to hit the ground running because a lot of these projects I've been looking at are, you know, public works and planning, of course.
Yeah.
So this fall, we have several things that are going to be happening in Carrboro. One is we're going to have some new signage put up around town with our new logos.
Is that ongoing right now?
It's supposed to be, that just started,
right? Yeah.
I think
really
so.
Cool
I think it says as we speak, yep. like this week or two. We have also some new bathrooms being put into Anderson Park, and that's going to be happening very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as well as lighting. And we also, over the course of this fall and spring, are going to have our Morgan Creek Greenway move along, as well as sidewalks built on Rogers Road and some renovations done to our town commons. So those
nice.
Are all kind of visual things we can actually see done this fall.
And those signs that are going up, those were designed by a local artist, if I remember right. So they're really going to look cool.
Right,
too.
And they're using our logo.
Yep,
so that's
yep.
part of, gosh, I think ever since I've been on the board, I've looked at our signs and thought, you know, these need to be replaced. So it's finally going to happen. You know, they're going to look very cool, though. They're going to be well worth the wait.
Yeah,
so.
And they're going to be up by the time the music festival rolls around, which is barely a month from now.
I know, a little over a month. I can't wait. That's going to be great, too. Oh, favorite day of the year in
Carver.
Yeah,
right.
So the other, a couple of things I was thinking of when you asked that question, we have a few initiatives that will involve hammering out some interlocal agreements with our neighboring jurisdictions, with Orange County and with Chapel Hill. One of them is with regard to SWAG. Those will start up again soon, our Solid Waste Advisory Group.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have agreed upon and have our recycling, you know, kind of flat fee countywide, we're going to be going back to the table and talking a little more about actually signing an interlocal agreement that will outline kind of the way, not only the way that we revisit the recycling each year, but how we might address solid waste in some form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, of course, going to be informed perhaps in a great deal by the discussions we have in the fall. But even if we don't end up moving forward on a solid waste agreement of some type, the Solid Waste Advisory Committee wants to have the interlocal agreement with regard to the recycling and the parts of solid waste that we do share.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be working on that a lot this fall. Additionally, we're going to have to hammer out an interlocal agreement related to Rogers Road, because right now what's happening is there's surveying being done by Owassa and other engineers in the Rogers Road area to determine exactly how the sewer is going to be able to go to the historic properties, of which I believe they're 86, mm-hmm. 80-something. And once that we hammer out and they hammer out exactly where those lines are going to go, we're going to have an interlocal agreement among the three jurisdictions to make sure that we're able to figure out the best way to fund that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two really important projects that'll be ongoing and, again, will require a lot of cooperation. A third one, I guess, I should also throw in that same basket is the library. And I think we've talked you and I have talked about this in the past, and so we're all very, very excited in Carrboro. I know the county has committed for a few years now to trying to find a location for the Southwest Library Branch to be in Carrboro somewhere. And as I understand it, they're in the process of evaluating a few different sites. The one that they had honed in on, they've backed away from now. It's the old Butler property. So
mm-hmm.
they're evaluating a few other sites now, and we, as well as the Friends of the Library, as well as the citizens of Carrboro, are greatly anticipating where the county wants to propose putting that. And they're working kind of with us in trying to finalize a location. They're looking at several locations, prospective locations we'd given them years ago, as well as a few that have kind of become possibilities in the meanwhile, but they're working very closely with us and with our staff, and then I think they're going to talk to their board and then talk with us about where they would like to see that, you know, be built. And I know our board just can't wait. I would say, Aaron, it's one of the top priorities for our board is to see that actually a shovel gets in the ground with regard to the library.
When are we hoping that happens?
Well, if they find
5 years ago, but
right. 5 years ago. Well, you know, I think it depends on where we end up agreeing on having the project, mm-hmm. and what all that might involve. But certainly, many of us feel like we took a little step backward, mm-hmm. when the Butler site didn't work out, because we thought by now we might be actually breaking ground there. So I would say you're right. The next question after a site is agreed upon is going to be, okay, now how do we hammer this out? Who's coming to the table? And, you know, where's it going to be? How's there going to be parking? You know, and all those kind of associated, mm-hmm. will it need a rezoning or something, or, you know, depending on where we select. But I know our board made it loud and clear to commissioners and others that's really a number one priority.
Confident that there's going to be a site picked by the time we are looking back on the town's achievements in May?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do. I know they're whittling through some sites right now, and my understanding is that sometime early in the fall, it's kind of a weird process, because even though it's our town and we have so much tied up in it, even if it's just, where's it going to be? You know, the money is coming from the county, and so it'll involve some closed sessions with the county to kind of figure that out, but then they need to relay it to us also. So, mm-hmm. But my understanding is, hopefully in September, we'll be able to be looking at a prospective site or two that might actually end up moving forward.
So it really will be one of the first things that the board tackles.
I think that's our understanding, and I believe that's the county's understanding.
Awesome. Speaking with Lydia Lavelle, mayor of Carrboro, and I want to get back to solid waste as well, because we've been talking about the recycling the flat fee versus the tiered fee, and that's sort of been the issue for solid waste this year. But now that that's sort of been resolved, is there talk about sort of getting back to that larger issue of putting a waste transfer site or a landfill or something in Orange County, or is that still on the back burner?
Yeah, no, I think that'll be one of the we actually came out with, I don't have it in hand right now, but we actually came up with several directives for the SWAG and really thus the technical committee to kind of start moving forward on. And one of them is certainly figuring out our long-term plan for waste disposal, and whether that may or may not involve some partnering, perhaps among the municipalities, independent of the county, or whether that would somehow involve all of the jurisdictions. And, of course, the Hillsboro and the university are also included in these conversations as well. And so I think the plan is to be very forthright and discuss openly all of the financials, all of the pros and cons of various options, and to try to have something move with that, sometime in the next year or so. I imagine we would be hammering out some of those discussions.
And we can't talk about plans for the next year without at least mentioning affordable housing, which is sort of the issue. I remember a couple of years ago, the issue was parking downtown, and that I know is still an issue, but it seems like affordable housing has sort of taken over the number one issue in a lot of people's minds. So are there any initiatives or ideas on the table that the board is thinking about moving forward with on that?
You know, our affordable housing task force came up with a great set of various goals that we're supposed to be working on, and I know that our tremendously overworked planning staff is working through some of those objectives, among which are some options, for instance, trying to make it a little bit easier, if you will, to try to build some smaller type houses on lands that aren't zoned for that right now, Lincoln Town. Mm-hmm. And the only thing, you know, it's kind of like, we'll see, this is just me, layperson Lydia, you know, I'll see a site and I'll think, gosh, you could build two houses on that, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's zoned a certain way, and so then do you make that the exception, or do you make it the rule then for that entire zone, where other lots, it may not be as appropriate. So if we do any kind of we want to try not to do, you know, spot changes here and there, and spot zoning is illegal, but you know, you know what I mean? Try not to do it just based on one lot, but thoughtful about it. You know, what would it mean to rezone a certain, you know, R classification so that there's a little more flexibility with regard to accessory housing beyond what we have right now, or tiny houses or small houses. And I know that that's something that the task force is really interested in, as well as the board. And Aaron, you know, you talked about affordability. It does tie in a little to parking and cars and bus service and everything. And so I will mention that one of the items in Carrboro that we're anxiously awaiting is a parking plan, a comprehensive parking plan, and we have that out to bid and are soliciting some RFQs right now, or RFPs, I guess, and we'll have, I think sometime in September, have hopefully some companies to, or you know, firms to interview and get that underway too.
Awesome. Is that request for proposal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or is for quote. Or
okay.
RFQ.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different terminology, different places. Right.
All right. So a lot happening in Carrboro in the next few months and beyond. Again, meetings are starting back up. When is the first meeting? It's in September.
It's
in September,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
First Tuesday in September.
Because you guys went longer than other municipalities.
Yeah, I noticed that. We go a little bit longer, and we kind of start back a little earlier, I think. But it's, you know, it still is a really nice break, though, to be out, basically to not meet in July or August.
Right, right. To have those couple months off to sort of now I'm blanking on the word.
Rejuvenate,
renewal. Reset, renew, yeah, refresh, re-something.
But you know, Aaron, it's not even, it's for us, it's for the officials, certainly, but I'll tell you, it's really for our staff.
Yeah.
I mean, they really need to have a good week or two or whatever just to, you know, take a breather and try to look at what all we've given them. They've just made it through the budget and to get them rejuvenated for the upcoming year.
And especially that planning staff, because I know you said tremendously overworked planning staff, and my first thought was that that's just redundant. I think if you just say planning staff in general, everyone seems to be really overworked, but they do a great job. Lydia Lavelle is the mayor of Carrboro, and no election campaign this fall because everyone's running on a post. So what are you looking forward to this fall other than the music festival?
Well, just kind of looking forward to getting a few of these initiatives moving. I think, you know, and certainly it does help that not only I don't have a campaign, but this time the aldermen don't either. But it will give us time to keep focusing on these many projects that we have, because it's hard to believe that it seems like I just became mayor, but it was 2 years ago, and a lot of these initiatives, while we've accomplished a great deal, we've got many more things we'd like to do.
All right. Well, solid waste, Rogers Road, housing, affordability, parking, transportation, planning, and a couple more things as well. That's on the agenda for next year.
You're making my head
hurt.
And
the library. We will keep following all of those and more. Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.